No one ever stopped me when I was running out the door.
Set me free, you made me shine, you gave me arms to make you mine. Good God have mercy on me, don't you desert me. Don't say another word. Love feels so radical that I lose my way when you're here.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Yeah. Wait, 98.3, that is Groove 55 and Rick Braun from last summer in a tune called Hornets, along with the Commodores from more than a few summers ago. And Lady, You Bring Me Up, helping to start things off for what kind of a dark and damp Wednesday afternoon. Hello, I'm Sterling Fox. Nice to have you along with us today. Hope your day is going better than the weather outside. We've got wonderful music to kind of keep things, well, kind of on the up and up here. It's a little gloomy out there, so we'll lighten things up with great music this hour, including Diana Krall, Tower of Power, Donald Fagen's up a little bit, and right now here's Gregory Goodlow, and he's just grooving on a Wednesday. Wave 98.3.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
I can't questions fly tonight. You're asking why, baby.
Well, I swear I wish I knew. You wonder why,
baby.
But it's a mystery and I haven't got a clue. I'd love confess your guess is just as good as mine. Then as you turn your back and walk away, working hard to shed a lonely tear. Oh, all of a sudden things come clear. I wondered why,
baby,
you're not the girl I thought I knew. Now I know why.
That is a group whose name I am totally infatuated with. I love the name of the group. They are the Strung Out Troubadours, and they just want to know why, baby. Grooving on from Gregory Goodlow in there as well. It is 2:19. It is, well, kind of breezy, kind of damp, and, well, Halloween is tomorrow. So how's that going to be compared to what's going on outside right now? Well, give me 30 seconds, and we'll run through all the details.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Okay, weather office for today calling for rain, and they certainly have delivered in spades now, haven't they? The temperature is supposed to be up to around 10. We're not there yet and are unlikely to make it. Rain ending this evening, then, well, showers overnight, risk of a thunderstorm early this evening. Oh, and sunset, by the way, today, such as it is, will be 5:53. And, of course, don't forget now, we got to go through a time change this coming weekend. So at this time next week, the sun will be going down at 4 or something or other. Now, tomorrow for Halloween, to answer the burning question, what's it going to be like for the kids tomorrow? They say a chance of showers in the morning now, so they have altered the forecast somewhat. So a chance of morning showers, however, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon with a bit of a breeze that should blow away the morning showers successfully. Tomorrow's high should be, they say, about 10 or 11. And then later in the evening, clouds and showers to return with a low of 7. So there will will be a gap between the morning showers and the late night showers. And that, of course, is the opportunity our children are going to seize upon to go out there and just scoop as much goodies as they possibly can and surprise their parents in some cases. My gosh, where did you get all that? Anyway, yes, it should be okay. A little on the breezy side, but we're hopeful that it won't be raining as it is right now. 8 degrees in downtown Vancouver here at 555 West Georgia. And here's Donald Fagan on the wave.
98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Just as bad as you, I assure you. Sean Jackson is just as bad as you, and darn proud of it. It is 2:30 in the rain on an 8-degree Wednesday afternoon. Let's lighten things up a little bit more. Luke McMaster and Eva Avila doing Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and ain't nothing like the real thing. Wave 98.3.
Your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see.
The morning commute is better when you're in the zone. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
And welcome to the beach. You have to throw a song like that in the middle of a stinky old afternoon like this one just to remind us, well, how close we live to the beaches, first of all, and how close it has been since we were able to enjoy so many warm, beautiful days at the beach. That was Paul Hardcastle, and also when there ain't nothing like the real thing, from Luke McMaster and Eva Avila. It is 2:42. It is 8 degrees in the rain. It's going to stay pretty wet for the balance of the afternoon. It'll dry out a little bit through the evening. evening and then pick up again overnight with some morning showers forecast for tomorrow. But then by tomorrow afternoon, the weather office, with fingers crossed and everything else they own, I'm sure too, calling for a mix of sun and cloud, a high tomorrow around 7 or 8 degrees. And then later in the evening tomorrow night, the showers will return, hopefully long after the trick-or-treaters have returned home.
Sometimes the best adventures are in our own backyards. Join Wave 98.3 as we celebrate Vancouver's North Shore Craft Beer Week, highlighting craft breweries across the North Shore. We've put together two great prize packs to give you a chance to explore everything Vancouver's North Shore has to offer. Shopping, eating, art, great hotels, and of course, adventure. Drop by wave98.3.fm for your chance to walk away with one of two exhilarating experience packages and find out all about Craft Beer Week on the North Shore, November 1st to the 15th. Enjoy responsibly. Must be of legal drinking age. It's another adventure close to home from Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
I just look at my notes here this afternoon. Some bad news for Sarah McLachlan fans. The Fumbling Towards Ecstasy anniversary tour has been postponed, or at least a portion of it has been postponed. And most of the dates are here in Canada. We recall this is the tour that Sarah began here in Vancouver a while back now. She has to take a time out. This happens. It happened to Steven Stanchez here last year, and he had to postpone his show for almost a year. And Sarah has laryngitis, which, of course, to a singer is, that's it, game over. And she's seen a specialist and has had the recommendation that vocal rest is the most important thing I can do to heal and recover my voice. Her fans are saying, well, take care, we'll wait, it's okay. But she's had to cancel a few U.S. shows, and now there are 13 shows across Canada from November 1st, which, of course, is this Friday, wrapping up on November 20th. And the last two dates were to be Kelowna, and then the last date on November 20th was to have been in Victoria. Obviously, if you have tickets for those dates, hang on to them. They'll be honored for the future rescheduled dates. But Sarah McLachlan temporarily down for the count with laryngitis, to the extreme disappointment of her many fans, so many of them here in BC. Have a Sarah McLachlan duet, actually. I mean, talk about two unbelievable talents in one recording studio together. Sarah McLachlan and Diana Krall went to the studio one day and did a Gordon Lightfoot song. Wave 98.3.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can't see. If I could could tell, just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me, but heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too a movie star who gets burdened in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way. I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't.
Oh, say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means just me, what's getting burned? 'Cause I could never. I knew the time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistakes. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl, even though my heart aches. Your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned it. So I'll just step aside. A helping hand in, 'cause I can never.
Is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Within your eyes, and that's all.